USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Technically a Democrat, Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia says he's not going to vote for the Democratic president's Build Back Better bill. Socialist Democrat Bernie Sanders responds. First, Senator Manchin speaking on Fox News Sunday.
If I can't go home and explain it to the people of West Virginia, I can't vote for it. And I cannot vote to continue with this piece of legislation.
If he doesn't have the courage to do the right thing for the working families of West Virginia and America, let him vote no in front of the whole world.
Sanders speaking on CBS's Face the Nation. Manchin citing concerns over inflation, the federal debt, and a surge in COVID-19 as his main reasons for not supporting that legislation at this time. The president set to speak to the nation on Tuesday on the COVID Omicron variant. Cases have been surging across the nation because of that fast-moving strain. And this is USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
The NHL and its Players Association now announcing that cross-border games are postponed for the upcoming week. The Sunday announcement coming as the league is taking on another rising number of COVID cases. 12 games that would have taken place between Monday and Thursday now affected by this decision. Dr. Anthony Fauci admits scientists did not see the level of possible COVID-19 mutations coming. Appearing on NBC's Meet the Press on Sunday morning, the White House chief medical advisor reacted to the recent quote from Vice President Harris saying that scientists didn't anticipate that Delta or the Omicron variants would happen. Fauci explained that scientists expected to see COVID-19 variants but did not foresee the extent of these possible mutations, calling the 50 mutations seen in Omicron unprecedented. Former Senator Johnny Isakson of Georgia has died. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A movie called Drive My Car is the drama that's been named Best Picture of 2021 by the Los Angeles Film Critics Association. The three-hour movie from a Japanese director focuses on the relationship between an aging actor and his young chauffeur. The critics group also naming Penelope Cruz as Best Actress for Parallel Mothers, while Simon Rex received Best Actor honors for his work in Red Rocket. The group is also presenting Mel Brooks with its 2021 Career Achievement Award. The awards announced earlier Sunday on Twitter. Not much of a question what the big box office hit in the theaters this weekend is. In fact, it's a history maker, as we hear from USA Radio's Jeremy Scott.
What's happening?
They're starting to come through. I can't stop them.
The new Spider-Man movie winning big at the box office this weekend. The Sony and Marvel blockbuster No Way Home grossed a stunning $253 million in ticket sales. It's the third best opening of a movie all time in theaters. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And police in Ohio still on the lookout for a stolen 58-foot-long pedestrian bridge. The city was going to repurpose it, but recently discovered it was gone. Law enforcement believes that $40,000 bridge was disassembled and taken away. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.